Best platforms to post on. Of course, it's going to be Facebook, Instagram, but we've recommended a lot YouTube since a few years ago. YouTube has obviously, it's the number two search engine after Google, which is also owned, you know, YouTube is owned by Google. So sometimes your videos will also rank on Google and get you more traffic that way. But YouTube, the nice part about that is your videos will live on forever.
Welcome to the Facebook Marketing Ninja Podcast. My name is Jimmy, and I'm the Associate Creative Director for Manuel Suarez here at AGM. Before we jump into today's podcast, Manuel wanted me to tell you that now you have the opportunity to learn the same marketing skills that we use every day here at AGM Marketing to help big and small clients alike. They're all available inside the AGM Ninja Lab, and right now you can try out this online skill learning platform for a full week for just $1. Go to agmninjalab.com and sign up today. That's agmninjalab.com. Head over there and sign up for your 1 week, $1, no obligation test drive today. It seems like, what type of content should I create for social media is a big question on many people's minds when they first get started doing social media marketing. Well, in this podcast, we get to hear from AGM's Chief Marketing Officer, Jorge Rodriguez. He tells us about four types of content that we successfully use ourselves and our clients each day here at AGM Marketing. And while it's perfectly fine to get started with whichever type of content that you feel most comfortable with creating, in time, we suggest that you use all of them. Oh, and by the way, if you'd like to watch the full video of this presentation, you'll find the YouTube link in the description. Check it out.
Here's a fact about your social media strategy. Okay, if you want engagement and you want virality, likes, shares, you know, followers, messengers, subscribers, and all the other good things that come with social media marketing, you have to make posts that are valuable. No surprise there, right? So you might ask, well, what do I post, you know, on social media that people are going to actually find valuable? The answer is content. So in a few moments here, I'm going to go ahead and define the four types of content that you want to use in your marketing. Manuel talks about this a lot. You probably heard about it, but we're going to dive more into detail about it. And when it comes to getting value, so return from your posts, you're going to want to spend your content marketing money in ways that give a substantial return on your investment. That's the whole point here of the social media marketing, right? So gonna look at this a little bit closer. What is content marketing? So content marketing, it's a way to build brand loyalty and sell products, services, and expertise. Sell yourself, your expertise by creating and sharing information that's relevant and it's useful to your target audience. Okay, so this marketing strategy is going to rely on written or visual material. So for example, you can use blog posts, articles, infographics, videos to demonstrate your brand's authority. So in this way, people are willing to trust the brand and they turn to it when they need its products, services, or expertise. So we build that know, like, and trust factor with the content. And again, that's what in turn warms your audience up and gets them to buy your whatever, again, whatever it is, products, services, or your expertise, your coaching, or whatever that is, right? So good content needs to be well-written, well-researched information that can stand on its own. It's valuable. Even though it's shared by a business to attract customers or attract income, you want to put the time and the effort into making something that's super valuable to people. One thing that I've seen before is people sometimes get scared to give away too much free information or something like that. But in reality, and Manuel will tell you this himself, like when we figured that out, when we started giving away our most valuable content, is when we actually started having our biggest growth spurts. So don't be afraid to give out, you know, your most valuable content. Just kind of make it a game to, kind of give out more and more valuable content every time. So what should content be about? This is where we can get into the different categories. So education is one. Your content can just be educational and, you take the role of a teacher and you show people how to do stuff. You can also post inspirational content. Maybe your more personality is more of a leader and you like to motivate and inspire, then you can go that route as well. Or entertainment. Maybe, you're more of the the personality type that like you see more on TikTok these days is just very much entertainment, and that's how you attract attention. So the question is, what types of content should you post? So there's types of these are types of creative content. So we have video content, audio content, written content, and then this is more like an infographic visual type of content. Okay, so what is video content? So what is classified as video content? So video content is any content presented in the form of moving pictures. Keep it simple, right? Common forms of video content are going to include vlogs, even animated GIFs. Believe it or not, that is classified as a video. You can also do Facebook Lives, Instagram Lives, or any kind of like live videos. And customer testimonials, recorded presentations and webinars. So that works really well too. So doing something like this, like slides and just kind of going over it, especially if you're taking the educational route, those all work very well as far as video content. Now, why is video content important? So the demand for online video is just blowing up. Okay, Google reports that 60% of American consumers would rather watch video over live TV. I know I do that a lot. I have the YouTube app on my TV, and a lot of times I just find myself watching YouTube videos more than like a show or a movie or something like that. So that's the trend that we've already been heading into, but it's going to continue to grow as time goes on. Okay, so here's some samples of video content. Let me go ahead and play some of these. So in this particular case, it was very very easy to create these type of videos. So it's just a stock video in the back, right? And we animated one of the reviews from, I believe this was from Amazon, or if you have a review from, you know, maybe your Facebook page or your Google Maps or something like that, depending on what your service you're offering or products you're offering. So it's very easy. Just put a review on it, put a little bit of motion in there with the stock video, and then you just present your product. So here's another example. So in this example, we just, have access to some of the training that we've provided to you in the past, how to use Camtasia, for example. It's a simple software, a video software program that allows you to do all these different kinds of animations and transitions and stuff like that. But the concept of it is very easy. You just show your product and then you highlight the different benefits. But one of the things that you'll notice is there's constant motion throughout the whole video. And that's something that's very key, especially in the very beginning, like the first 3 to 5 seconds. You need to have some sort of a motion that grabs people's attention, because if you think about it, like they're scrolling through, through Facebook or something like that, and then you all of a sudden you come across the video. So there has to be that motion that creates a thumb stopping effect. Okay, so. What is audio content? So audio content, that's going to be any type of published material or information that's consumed by listening. So this is going to be like your podcast, your audiobooks. They're great examples of this. If you want to implement audio content into your marketing, first determine your goal. So are you trying to attract new leads or delighting current customers? Determine a goal for your audio content before you implement it. So you need to figure out how audio fits into your larger content efforts. For Manuel and for our agency, one of the major attention grabbing platforms out there has been the podcast. And a lot of times we can take other content and repurpose it. Like if we have a Facebook Live or something like that, we can then put that into a podcast. So if you interview somebody one of your customers or something like that. You could just create that into a podcast as an idea. And then you can dive deeper into what type of audio content is right for your brand and how it can help you reach every goal at every stage of your marketing plan. Okay, so types of audio content should you get into as a marketer? Again, for Manuel and us, the podcast has been amazing. But you can also do audiobooks, voice search, audio advertisements, possibly something like Spotify, that kind of thing. And then alternative audio marketing options. Okay, so some of the podcast channels that we've been able to take from scratch, from nothing to, you know, hundreds of thousands of downloads. Of course, Manuel's, you know, the Facebook Marketing Ninja podcast. If you guys aren't subscribed to that yet, you definitely have to. There's a ton of value in there. Exclusive content too that you won't see either in the coaching call, maybe even, or Facebook, Instagram, and stuff like that. So definitely check that out. But Dr. Berg's as well, we took all of his YouTube channel videos and then uploaded them into his podcast. He's actually, I think it was over 1 million downloads already. And he's ranking, I think like number 4 for the keyword keto inside Apple iTunes podcast. So there's a ton of attention that you can grab from just doing a simple strategy like this. Okay, so what is written content? So written content is going to be any type of published material or information that's consumed through reading. So written content, that's going to be things like blogs. It could be PDF guides that you're giving away, maybe articles that you're writing. Could be case studies that you write on and post those to your own website. You could also have somebody else, you know, showcase a showcase one of your case studies. So the copy you use on your social media posts and ads, that is also written content. Sometimes you don't have to post, you know, a video or an image with your Facebook post or your Instagram. Well, Instagram, yeah, but for your Facebook, you could just post a written, you know, content post. Okay, and here's some of the examples, what it looks like from our blogs. Like I said, blogs has definitely been one of the written content strategies that we've implemented. And this not only helps with your marketing because you get to put people into your custom audiences by using your pixel, but we've also been able to help our website SEO strategy. So think about that. You're driving all this traffic from social media, and Google recognizes that traffic and then starts to reward you in your you know, your ranking efforts, your SEO. All right. So graphic content. When it comes to social media marketing, graphic content is an important part of an overall content strategy. So no matter how great the text is, no one's going to notice it unless it's accompanied with nice visuals that grabs people's attention in the middle of browsing. Again, that thumb-stopping effect that we want to cause. And also when telling a company's story through graphics, it's important to keep in mind the strategic goals applicable to a specific marketing plan. So the type of images you want to use, again, it has to be attention grabbing. You have to pay attention to the colors that you're using, not just for branding purposes, but also there's ways to communicate through using colors, right? If you're trying to communicate something like, let's say, some sort of a special or a sale or something like that, red and yellow work very well for that. And so it just kind of depends what you're trying to do. So you do have to pay attention to that. Also, the size of the pictures. Traditionally, if you just take a normal picture, it's going to be horizontal. But the best kinds of, or the best size of images for your social media strategy should be more in line with either square or a little bit bigger than square, like this one here. I think it's called the ratio for that. Donald, if you can help me figure that out, because I forgot, but I think it's 16:9 is the ratio for these type of images. But the more real estate that you can take up, if you think about it that way, as people are scrolling through, the more attention you're going to grab. So that's why we go with these bigger images. On top of that, when you use bigger images, you can get away with using a little bit more text than you usually can with the smaller images, because the Facebook algorithm or the robot, they do read how much text you're using in your images. And so you want to keep it to a minimum if you can. Let me see here, because I think, 16 by 9. Perfect. Okay, so the best platforms to post on, of course, it's going to be Facebook, Instagram, but we've recommended a lot YouTube since a few years ago. YouTube has, obviously, it's the number two search engine after Google, which is also owned, you know, YouTube is owned by Google. So sometimes your videos will also rank on Google and get you more traffic that way. But YouTube, the nice part about that is your videos will live on forever, and they'll continue to grab that attention as time goes on. The more and more video views you get, it actually starts to rank even better and do better as time goes on. So each platform has a little bit different nuance that you have to kind of, you know, work with. But that's one thing about video of YouTube. And then TikTok. I'm wondering how many of you guys are on TikTok yourself, not just as a consumer, but as a content creator. Let me know here. I'm curious about that. I started doing TikTok a few months ago, and probably like only 2 months ago, and I'm already at close to, or maybe I crossed today, I'm not sure, but 7,000 followers. So the attention on there is huge, and the engagement on there is also huge, but you got to do it in an entertainment type of way, or in a very short and concise, to the point, you know, educational type videos. So Christine says, so not her. I thought there was something not great about TikTok. I mean, there's definitely some news going on around TikTok, but for now, I continue to use the platform to grab attention until something else happens. So either somebody buys them out, like supposedly is the plan, or you know, maybe we no longer are able to use them. And but that, so going back to something Manuel always talks about is the multi channel and omnipresence, right? You got to do a little bit of TikTok, a little bit of YouTube, and, you know, work on your Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that. Don't rely on just one of these platforms. But also LinkedIn and Pinterest has also always been part of our strategy. LinkedIn, especially if you do more with business to business type of business there. Okay, so how to automate your posts, make our life a little bit simpler. This is a calendar grid that we've used in our agency, and it just allows you to be a little bit more focused and more intentional about your content. You know, if you don't plan, then you're planning to fail, right? As the saying goes. So plan it out. What are you going to talk about? What are you going to post? You can do a little bit of, you know, maybe keyword research, competition research, and stuff like that to get the topic ideas. And then plan it out. What platforms are you going to post on, and what's it going to be about? Is it going to be an image, a video, a GIF? Are you going to ask a question to get engagement? All of those things should be thought about. And what we use, I believe we went over this in the last coaching call, right, Jonald? But if not, you guys need to check out agorapulse.com. That's what we use in our agency, as well as what we recommend to all of our customers to get on when they signed on with us to the agency, because it allows you to manage all of your social media platforms under one roof. So you can respond to all of your Facebook posts, whether it's ads or the organic as well. And then you can also schedule out from here to your platforms.
Hey guys, it's Jimmy again. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Facebook Marketing Ninja Podcast. If you want to learn more advanced ninja tactics to grow your business and master social media marketing, then sign up for the Manuel Suarez Coaching Program by heading over to our website, www.agmninjalab.com. That's www.agmninjalab.com.